The official kickoff to Christmas on VOCM Style the Carol yesterday in aid of the CNIB Newfoundland and Labrador. The VOCM team, we all came together to spread the Christmas cheer, play some of your favorite Christmas music. And Amanda Holliday, or Halliday rather, she's the coordinator for the community giving with the CNIB. And she joined Carrie Hodder on the air to talk about the money raised, what it will buy, and how this assistive technology can really help their clients.
Oh, I'm doing great. Loving all the Christmas carols.
Isn't it absolutely lovely? It just really puts me in the Christmas spirit, and I cannot think of a better group for this money to go to this year than the CNIB. What is the money going to go towards that we raised today?
So funds raised today are going to support our technology loaner program, which is a way for us to be able to put the power of technology in the hands of our clients with no cost to them. Technology is really expensive, especially assistive technology and the associated apps. And we want to make sure that we don't put any financial stress on our clients, but we also want to make sure that they have what they need to live in a sighted world.
Absolutely. We've got some testimonials here as well from some of the people that avail of the technology at the CNIB. It says, this one's from Kelly. It says, technology has made a huge difference in my life. I've never been the type of girl who was into video games or computer games, but I always kept up to date with assistive technology. At the age of 7, I learned that my vision was not going to get any better. After learning about CNIB and low vision assistive technology and AIDS, I came to understand that just because I was living with vision loss didn't mean I couldn't use a computer. The amount of AT that is out there to help people with vision loss live their lives to the fullest is overwhelming at times. And she says, I've been a user of various AT for over 20 years now, from magnifiers to computer software to screen reading technology, and now iPhone technology. I've lived my life the same as someone fully sighted has, and I've been successful and have not let the fact that I hardly have any vision left stop me. I went to Memorial University, finished my degree, and now have a full-time job working with others living with vision loss. Isn't this amazing? She says, I was raised to learn that I could do anything I put my mind to, and with the thought running through my head for the past number of years, with the help of technology and the advancements, I have accomplished many dreams. Absolutely gorgeous. That must make you feel pretty good to hear that kind of thing, Amanda.
It is. It's absolutely fabulous to hear that thing, and it reminds me why I do what I do. And, you know, you ask any of our clients what they want from life and what we can do for them and what, you know, what their goals are and what they want, and all of them say the same thing. They want it all. They want to be able to do everything that a sighted person can do, and they can. They just do it a little differently, and giving them the technology in their hands to be able to do those things is such a big gift for them, and it opens up such an amazing world of independence and confidence.